The federal government has gotten involved in a lawsuit between a northern Wisconsin tribe and non-tribal homeowners. It's Friday, April 14th. This is Wisconsin Today. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up, Joe Schultz tells us about a new large-scale wind farm in rural Wisconsin. And we've got the latest on a wildfire burning near Fort McCoy. Stay with us.
You tune into Wisconsin Public Radio for news you can trust, conversations that draw you in, and music and entertainment that make your day better. The largest source of funding for everything you value on WPR is listener support. Join the team that makes WPR possible. Become a sustaining member. Make an ongoing monthly gift and share WPR with your entire community. It's easy to sign up at WPR.org.
The federal government has gotten involved in a road access lawsuit between a northern Wisconsin tribe and non-tribal homeowners. Rich Kramer reports the U.S. Department of Justice is considering filing a trespass action against the town of Lac des Flambeaux to resolve the issue.
The lawsuit was brought by homeowners whose road access was blocked by the tribe at the end of January after negotiations over right-of-way easements broke down. This week, the U.S. government filed an amicus brief supporting the tribe's motion to dismiss the lawsuit. They're urging a negotiated settlement between the parties, but said they could file a federal trespass action against the town. Homeowner Dave Kivitz says he's hopeful the brief will get things moving.
Nobody's talking a lot about what's really going on, but getting things like the amicus brief at least let us know that we've got the attention of the individuals that can potentially resolve this issue for us.
A court hearing has been scheduled for June 7th to address the homeowner's request for an injunction against the tribe and the tribe's motion to dismiss the lawsuit. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.
A wildfire that began Wednesday night near Fort McCoy has burned about 3,000 acres in Monroe and Jackson counties. Crews are working to manage it, but say roughly 50% has been contained as of Thursday night. It's the biggest fire the state has seen so far this year. It comes just one day after Governor Tony Evers declared a state of emergency because of fire risk. Much of Wisconsin is under red flag warnings due to warm weather, gusty winds, and dry conditions. DNR forestry specialist Amy Penn says the most important firefighter is the homeowner. She offered some tips.
Move your firewood 30 feet away from your home. Remove dry leaves and pine needles from your home and the surrounding area.
She also recommends blowing leaves out of gutters and making sure there are no weeds against the side of your house. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources says there were 21 wildfires Thursday and nearly 80 in the past week. A new large-scale wind farm in rural Wisconsin is now online. As Joe Schultz reports, the project advances clean energy initiatives for two utilities.
The Red Barn Wind Park came online in Grant County last week. It's a joint venture between Wisconsin Public Service and Madison Gas and Electric. The project features 28 wind turbines on almost 9,000 acres. It produces enough electricity to power over 50,000 homes. Both utilities say the project is another step toward reducing fossil fuel emissions. They each hope to become either carbon neutral or achieve net zero emissions by 2050. Matt Cullen is with Wisconsin Public Service.
The Red Barn Wind Park is a project that can really play an important role, can really help us achieve those carbon emissions goals.
He says all of the utilities' renewable investments could save customers an estimated $2 billion over the next 20 years. Joe Schultz, Wisconsin Public Radio.
A slate of bills introduced in the Wisconsin legislature would tighten access to unemployment insurance. The Republican co-authors of the four bills say they're looking to address Wisconsin's workforce shortages. Among other changes, the proposed legislation would index the length of time a person can receive unemployment payments to the rate of employment in the state. Senator Dan Fine, a Republican from Fond du Lac, said Wisconsinites would still be able to get 26 weeks of unemployment during economic downturns.
When there are lots of jobs available, there is no reason why a person needs to be on unemployment for 26 weeks. This common sense change will incentivize individuals to get back to work quicker.
Opponents of the legislation say that most unemployed people want to work but face barriers like childcare and transportation. The GOP-controlled legislature passed similar bills last session. Democratic Governor Tony Evers vetoed them. Dozens of cities across the country have experimented with giving no-strings-attached payments to residents in financial need. But a statewide proposal from Wisconsin Republicans would block local governments from using public funds for those types of programs. Sarah Lear reports.
Proponents of guaranteed income says it helps lift people out of poverty by giving them extra cash to meet their basic needs, free from the restrictions tied to other welfare programs like housing or food subsidies. But during a public hearing this week, Republican State Representative Amy Binsfield of Sheboygan argued guaranteed income discourages work.
We should not be asking the taxpayers to fund another handout on top of the already taxpayer-funded benefits.
Binsfield introduced a bill this month to block local governments from using public money for guaranteed income. Currently, Madison is the only Wisconsin city running such a program. But Binsfield says that project would still be allowed under her bill because Madison's year-long pilot is funded by private donations. Sarah Lear, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Coming up, we've got a story about kindness from Wisconsin Life. Stay with us.
Thank you to the donors who make Wisconsin Public Radio possible. There are more than 50,000 of you. Your generosity delivers essential news, thought-provoking conversations, and inspiring music to listeners all over Wisconsin and beyond. Your support makes a difference in people's lives every day. Thank you.
And finally, it's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Maureen McCullum with a pair of stories about Good Samaritans.
We're living in a time when things feel so polarized. Us versus them. I'm right, you're wrong. But writer and cardiologist Dr. R.F. Ahmed of Madison wants to remind people there's so much good in the world and that we should take care of one another. He shares two writings about Good Samaritans in his life.
My Jesus Moment, May 2020. A routine plays out at my place of work year after year. I call it my Jesus Moment. Every year, I fast during Ramadan. For those not sure, this is a Muslim tradition of no eating or drinking from pre-dawn to sunset for a month straight. It is a spiritual and physical cleansing and reckoning of sorts. Kathy, a colleague of mine, is an excellent pastry chef, a baker par excellence. That she is Christian and married to a pastor adds a little more oomph to this storyline. For years now, I would do the fasting and Kathy would bake a cake and other confectionery for the department to celebrate the end of Ramadan. I bear the brunt for the good of many. My Jesus Moment. We get a laugh out of it. Even more, in the world of today, I derive hope out of this. A gift early in the pandemic, April 2020. A world in lockdown, I step out every day to fight an enemy I cannot see. I arm myself by giving to those worse hit than me. I wear my destiny and well wishes and acts of kindness such as these. A gift of hand-sewn caps and masks from my neighbor, thank you, Bonnie Kenzie.
R.F. Ahmed shared his writings about Good Samaritans in Wisconsin. He also told me why he wanted to pair those stories together.
It is my observation that places where people treat each other well, those nations, communities, and places generally are doing well, and vice versa. Places, nations, communities where people mistreat each other, abuse each other, are not doing so well. So I can extend this a little further. And all religions talk about being a good Samaritan and being rewarded for that. And for abusers, there's punishment. And then when I look around, I see this happening in real time where places with more good Samaritan are getting rewarded and places with more abusers are getting punished. And this, to me, is a sign that God is.
Why do you think it's important to share stories about kindness?
I believe because kindness plays into our happiness. Optimism plays into our mental and physical well-being. And I think it is critical to bring about more of those subjects. One of my writings in the book is actually a critique on the news, which I sometimes feel takes the negative perspective and puts it above the positive take. So I think the positive take, this is the best of America for you in these readings, and I wanted to lay it out.
Dr. Arif Ahmed is a writer and cardiologist from Madison. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. Find more Wisconsin Life at wisconsinlife.org and on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. I'm Maureen McCollum.
And that'll do it. Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today. I'm your host, Alex Crow. Our producers are John Davis and Bridget Bowden. You can catch us wherever you get your podcasts every weekday morning. Don't forget to subscribe and even leave a review while you're there. Let us know how we're doing. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you again on Monday.